It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the recent Sausalito Art Festival. Every year, the art festival occurs with much hoopla and fanfare. I can fully appreciate the effort that goes into planning and executing the event, so a much-deserved tip of the hat to the organizers. But I do wonder if the hoopla has somehow overcome the objective of the art festival. I will give you some reasons why I have cause to wonder, and at the end of the show, suggest some steps you can take to either applaud the festival as it stands or to suggest some changes. First, the weather was very cooperative, but the closing of the Bay Bridge was probably not optimal for attendance. I worked a food booth on Sunday for 4 hours, beginning at 10:30 in the morning. There were so few people milling around the food booths, I began to think the festival might rival the America's Cup as an overhyped disappointment. But as the hours passed, a good deal more people began to appear. I understand Monday followed a similar pattern. The food booths were well organized, and the inspectors diligently did their job, so the customers experienced no ill effects. There were some hijinks regarding what some booths had been approved to offer and what they actually did offer, but such is Sausalito. Now, in Sausalito, I have observed a trend for the city government and event organizers to assume that users of a service have as much experience with the service as the sponsors of the service. It's a corollary to the old adage, the second time you do it, it will be much easier. My easy example is the parking ticket machines at the municipal lots. Everybody struggles the first time they try to use those infernal machines. Well, the art festival may be following the same trend. For example, we all know the location of the art festival, but first-time visitors struggle to find it. I fielded a number of questions myself as to where was the art festival when I was in downtown Sausalito. There were shuttle buses by the Bank of America building, but not a lot of directional signage. Volunteers were apparently stationed at the regular ferry landing, but obviously a number of ferry riders bypassed them. During a break from the food booth, I went in search of several local artists whom I knew had booths at the festival. After some searching, I found a directory with a map of the festival and a list of artists. Unfortunately, the artists were listed by booth number, not alphabetically by last name. It took me a while to find the various artists' names. When I went to look for the artist, I felt like I was back doing orienteering in the military. I had a rough idea where I was going, but there was little help from the signage. I have attended many a large convention, and there were typically road signs to guide you. At the festival, you were pretty much on your own. I am convinced there were many attendees who did not find artists for whom they were looking. So that brings me to my question. Has the art festival totally abandoned its original purpose? The festival began on the premise of serving as an opportunity for local artists to display their art. Well, first, you can forget the local emphasis. I fear as well that you can also forget the art emphasis. The festival appears to be more of a music event than an art one, and the music, to my ear, was pretty mediocre. I have no idea how much art was sold during the 3 days, but it certainly appeared to me as though the artists were selling despite, not supported by, the festival itself. The booth maze was clearly a problem for anyone seeking to buy art from a particular artist. Another problem was the lack of any seating for patrons in the artist area. If someone wanted to sit, particularly in the shade on a hot day, the only recourse was the music tent, which was relatively crowded. So what can you do? Contact the festival at sausalitoartfestival.org and give them your feedback as to the pluses and minuses of this year's festival. Some fresh input might see changes next year. If you don't comment now, you can't complain next year. And when you comment, don't forget the original objective of the festival and whether or not you feel the festival has lost its way. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.